Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A steady stream of local gang members who come from Central America has been flowing into federal court in Boston to plead guilty to criminal charges involving their membership in the violent transnational gang called MS-13. 61 associates and members of the gang have been indicted. 19 are accused of murder. WBUR's David Boeri, who has reported on MS-13 in El Salvador, looks at the case of one young victim and his young killer who just pled guilty.
21 years old, in full black beard, Henry Josue Parada Martinez came into the courtroom with two U.S. marshals and a nickname that would make a defense attorney wince. The members of MS-13 refer to each other by nicknames, and Parada's is Street Danger. By his own admission, the name fit. As the mother of 15-year-old murder victim Wilson Martinez watched motionless, the prosecutor described the central tenet of MS-13, which is kill your rivals and kill informants. As a federal prosecutor before going into private practice, Peter Levitt led the 5-year investigation that led to the sweeping indictment. Levitt says investigators learned that young, newly arrived immigrants are the targets of MS-13. It even recruits in schools, using its younger members to show promotional videos to their classmates.
They would be befriended by older members of MS-13. Come smoke weed with us in the park, come hang out with us, come meet our friends.
Like a mafia recruit needs to make his bones before he is made a member, Levitt says a teenager who aspires to full status at MS-13 has only one path upward.
Typically, to become a homeboy, a probationary member will have to participate in the murder of a rival gang member.
Parada, or Street Danger, was one of those probationary members awaiting his assignment, and Martinez would be his chance. 2 years earlier, Martinez had left El Salvador, escaping the tyranny of gang violence there to reunite with his mother and brothers in East Boston. Martinez was one of those young new immigrants from Central America who draw the gang's recruiters. He never joined MS-13, but he marked himself for execution when he posted photos on Facebook showing him flashing the hand sign of the gang known as 18th Street, the arch enemy of MS-13. In the courtroom, Street Danger seemed unaffected as the prosecutor described how, in the hope of becoming homeboys, defendants named Bloody and Criminal, along with Street Danger and a juvenile, embraced the opportunity to kill Wilson Martinez. Again, Peter Levitt.
One of the things that MS-13 is known for is planning its murders very deliberately and specifically, planning the murder to do it in a way that they are most likely able to get away with it.
In the dark, in parks, at night, on a beach, which in this case turned out to be Constitution Beach in East Boston. They took 2 months to plan the murder of Wilson Martinez. Prosecutor Christopher Pohl told the judge that if there were a trial, the government would prove the defendants lured the victim into a trap by posting fake pictures on Facebook posing as an attractive young woman. Believing he was meeting up with that woman and the woman's relative was picking him up, Martinez got on the back of a scooter behind a driver whose face was hidden by a helmet. They drove to the beach where the killers were waiting. In the courtroom, Estella Martinez sat still and composed as the death of her son was recounted, the death of the boy she wanted to escape the gangs in El Salvador. He was stabbed to death, said the prosecutor, who wanted to spare the mother from the detail that four gang members shared two knives. Former prosecutor Peter Levitt says that like the meticulous planning for these initiation rites, the execution itself follows MS-13 form and custom.
It's multiple members of MS-13 killing an individual with knives or machetes and sometimes passing them around, killing a young victim.
Do you disagree with anything the prosecutor has said? Asked the judge. No, said Henry Josue Parada Martinez, one of 25 defendants who have pled guilty, and another admitted MS-13 killer looking for something better than life in prison when he comes back to court in March. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.